Hasta la vista, Canterbury, Prague.
Stand. The Vipers Venom. Welcome to Heavy Elements on Progzilla Radio, where we play music from the heavier end of the progressive spectrum. Getting us underway this week are Symphony X with Nevermore off their latest album, Underworld. The band kicked off the UK leg of their European tour tonight in Bilston, and I'm looking forward to seeing them next Thursday at the Beer Keller. After the UK dates, they travel to Belgium, and that's where these guys come from.
We'll be right back.
Progzilla Radio.
Yeah.
First off, there were Atmospheres, a relatively new band on the scene, ploughing an increasingly successful furrow somewhere between progressive and post-rock. The band have a slot at Prog Power Europe in October, which no doubt will see them attract a load more fans. Following them, we had a band who have been around since the mid-80s. That was US prog metal band Shadow Gallery, with the Andromeda Strain off their fifth album, Room 5, the last with longtime lead singer Mike Baker, who sadly died of a heart attack 3 years after its release in 2008. Okay, next up we have a band whose own bio says, when a Manchu conspiracy to overthrow the Ming dynasty is thwarted by a group of Shaolin disciples and patriots, a fierce battle defend the life of the king in shoes with deadly results. This is Shaolin Death Squad.
Thank you.
heavy elements.
But I won't make the call. Get away, get away.
That was Threshold with Static off their excellent 2004 album Subsurface, one of my favourite Threshold releases. Before then we had Shaolin Death Squad, a band who in many ways defy description, with A Terrible Way to Use a Sword from their 2006 debut album Intelligent Design. Hard to pin down, they're in some ways more like Californian avant-garde metal band Mr. Bungle more than a regular prog metal band, albeit with Chinese martial arts influences. Whatever, it's great music and we will be playing more on future shows.
The road I've walked for my whole life has brought me to this crossroads, and I'm standing here beside you. I know you've never been someone to take things on a leap of faith. Please trust me once and never cry again.
Tomorrow, you can see.
this road. I thought I felt you hold my hand, but looking I can see my palm is empty. How can you turn from me? conspiracies. When there's only you and only me, seeing each other for the very first time. I pledge myself, if you stumble, I will carry you and wipe away your tears if you will mind. And I'm holding out for a miracle, but I'm scared to let go of the bird in my hand and the faith that I've run out of time for a second chance.
Me and you, treasures have slipped.
US progressive metal band Redemption there, with Sapphire off their second album, 2005's The Fullness of Time, the first to feature Fate's Warning vocalist Ray Adler as full-time singer with the band. Redemption's sixth album, The Art of Lost, will be released in a fortnight, and that's something to look forward to. Speaking of Ray Adler and Fate's Warning, here they are with Chasing Time.
Progzilla Radio.
Well, I guess that wasn't the radio edit. From Coheed and Cambria's most recent album, The Colour Before the Sun, that was You Got Spirit, Kid. Okay, once again, time escapes us, and we come to the last track. But before that, I have some news about heavy elements on Progzilla. This is the last show that will last 60 minutes. From next week, we'll be broadcasting all that's best from the heavier end of the progressive spectrum for a whole 90 minutes. So I hope you'll tune in at 10:30 next Friday for some more heavy elements. Taking us home from The Astonishing, this is Dream Theatre with Moment of Betrayal.
That was Heavy Elements on Progzilla Radio. I'll be back.
Hello, this is Simon Godfrey.
And I'm creepy Simon Godfrey.
And we both believe that if you want to listen to good progressive music, tune in to Progzilla Radio at progzilla.com.
I'm naked.